The U.S. war in Afghanistan is over for hundreds of thousands of veterans from that conflict, but the physical and mental wounds from the combat remain. So you'd think that the last place a vet would want to be is on the front lines of battle once again, but that is exactly what some U.S. military veterans are doing. The BBC's international correspondent Ian Pannell went with them and has this report.
Once we are airborne, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until we have reached cruise altitude. I will notify you all when it is safe to move around. Thank you.
America's longest war is almost over, and by the end of this month, most troops will have left Afghanistan. But for four young veterans, the mission isn't quite finished. Three of them were wounded in Iraq, the other in Afghanistan. But for one last time, they're back in uniform and on a plane bound for the front lines again. At Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the men are welcomed as heroes by a cordon of soldiers and Marines. The vets are here as part of Operation Proper Exit, a program that helps troops recover from their injuries.
Can I take some photos?
Not at all. Wow.
It was a great talk, man.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate it. That was freaking awesome.
Because behind the smiles and applause lies a darker story of life on the home front, where 22 veterans are committing suicide every day.
Good evening. My name's Captain John Urquhart. I was an infantry officer with 3rd...
John Urquhart is a retired Marine captain who served in Iraq, where he received wounds to his head and body. But like a fifth of all combat vets, his biggest problem started long after he left the military.
Flashbacks started happening. I started seeing images of, you know, bodies I'd picked up. Horrible, you know, pictures in my mind, images. And then I would see faces of the Marines on other people that were walking by. And I was angry not only about losing some of the Marines and things that happened, but I was still angry at some of my former commanders, some of my former senior officers.
For 13 years, American troops have been going into battle.
Okay,
most adapt to civilian life, but a significant minority are struggling with unemployment, homelessness, and drug and alcohol abuse. And many military families have been pushed to breaking point. Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger lost his leg when he stepped on an IED in Iraq, but it's not the physical pain that hurts the most.
It ended up costing me a divorce, two children that I don't get to see hardly ever now. And, you know, had I, looking back, had I got the help I needed faster, like, things may have turned out differently.
What does it mean for you being back here? What does it give you? What are you hoping it gives you?
You know, I didn't just lose my leg in 2007. You know, I lost some pride. Like, I lost self-esteem. I lost courage, self-worth. You know, so I'm hoping maybe I can come back here and get a little bit of those things back and walk out of here instead of being carried out. Heal a little more, feel like a man again.
The vets were taken to Kandahar in the south of the country and to ISAF headquarters in Kabul, where they held a number of town hall-style meetings to talk about what happened to them.
I looked down to my left and I saw my left arm was gone just below the elbow, and I was like, damn. And then I looked down at my left leg, top of my quadriceps was blown off. I had an open fracture of my femur, and that was the worst injury that I had. It was dumped.
Sergeant Eddie Wright has two prosthetic arms and two hooks for hands. He was wounded in Fallujah, an Iraqi city where U.S. Marines fought hard to drive out insurgents a decade ago. Today, the Islamists of ISIS are in control there. Just as President Obama tried to end the war in Iraq, so troops are now being pulled out of Afghanistan. But ending the conflicts his predecessor began is proving much harder than he imagined, and in many ways, neither mission has been accomplished. While the vets were being taken around Bagram Air Base, an emergency system burst into life, warning troops to seek shelter.
Attention on the bomb. Attention on the bomb. All traffic, move out of the routes for the mask-out procedures.
We've just heard an emergency warning that there are mass casualties coming into Bagram Airfield. The two soldiers and Marines being put on this heavily armoured vehicle to be taken safely back to a more secure base. It's an illustration that even now, as US combat troops are pulling out of Afghanistan, the dangers are very real.
Later, it became clear that what actually happened was that the Taliban had fired two rockets into the base, hitting the prison and injuring 40 detainees, some seriously. For the four vets, it was a stark reminder of what it's like to be back on the front line and that America's wars are not over.
I feel bad. I've been there before. You know what I mean? I know what it's like to get hit. You know, I don't wish that on anybody.
Marine Sergeant Eddie Wright again.
With Iraq getting basically handed over to ISIS, the progress that we made there, and, you know, I left my hands over there. It has to make me wonder, what are we doing? What's going on? What are the people who are making these decisions thinking?
Does they bring it back to you in any way?
Yeah, it's bringing it back a little bit. Getting a little emotional, you know? But that's the nature of war, man.
Prepare to send warriors ashore.
Sideboard, attention. Left, right, face.
Veterans earn the highest respect from their comrades and the American public, but often have to deal with injuries in isolation. Captain Casey Wolfe was wounded when he stepped on an IED in Afghanistan.
If you had your time again, would you do the same again?
I would. I absolutely would. Has there been a lot of pain? Yeah. Has there been a lot of frustration and anguish? Absolutely. Everything happens for a reason. You know, nothing comes easy. And I am a better person because of this.
After a few days back on the front lines, the vets head home. They've already had years to adjust to civilian life, but it's a struggle that eases rather than ends. The legacy of 13 years of bloodshed, in which thousands have fought and died, has left deep scars that may well heal over, but will always be there.
The BBC's Ian Pannell reporting from Afghanistan.